see if it was. I laid this bloody pan of beans if I come up there to you. Hey, no bloody laughing matter. What with the stony pleurisy, hearing you leaving. What a bloody night I have, Friday night. But you're there, me love. And I'm over the moon and stars.
Ah, well, just to say, it's only the resurrection. We're gone again on Friday. It's the final show.
What does the resurrection mean?
Well, it's like when Jesus, you know, if you believe in all that stuff.
Well, you were not on the cross.
No, no, but he came back, didn't he, for 5 days and five nights, whatever it was. And this is what
you
we're doing.
Well, you haven't come back from the dead.
Well, I have, because I was like, you know, on Friday, I wasn't here, was I? And you had a bad weekend because of me.
He's put me through hell.
I know.
He put me through bloody hell.
Well, it's not that important.
I can't take much more of this, sir, Richard.
It's not that important that I'm not here.
It is important.
There's other people that are just as good as me to do this job.
No, you give me therapy. It's therapy for me when I hear you and talk to you.
All right.
It's therapy is a good thing when you're not well.
I think you're making it up half the time.
I'm bloody not making it up.
Well,
I think you're making it up. You're bloody leaving half the time.
Well, I've shot myself in the foot because all my listeners have gone. Nobody's phoned us of any importance tonight apart from the planks.
Haven't they?
No, we've had no good callers.
Well, I've just been doing a pan of beans. I thought I'll have some beans on toast.
You don't want beans, Mrs. Mad, at your age.
Eh?
You don't want beans at your age. Well, because you'll fart.
Well, good for your bowels when you're constipated, silly bugger.
See,
you know I haven't been constipated. That's why I'm bloody eating them.
You might as well be constipated. You've got everything else.
Well, you're on top of it.
I tell you what, I've got a...
I'm glad you're there,
I've
buddy.
Got a stiff neck.
Eh?
I've got a stiff neck.
Why?
I don't know. You know when I was telling about my mum when I thought she had pleurisy?
Yeah. Well, I'm a lot better.
Well, I'm finished. My mum, the doctor said my mum had got a virus in her bones, and I think I've got it.
Is your neck bad? Well, my neck used to be bad. They call it cervical spondylosis.
No, they don't call it cervical. That's your down below bits, isn't it?
It is not! Will you listen to me?
Cervical spondylosis.
Cervical spondylosis.
Right.
And I had a lot of pain in my neck, and they put a plastic bone in the disc because it had crumbled one of the bones. And I used to wear a collar, you know, to keep it supported, and used to like support it and keep the pain away. Have you heard of it?
What?
Cervical spondylosis.
I don't think it's cervical spondylosis. They've been putting a vertebrae somewhere else.
It's an awful thing, but you'll feel a lot comfortable if you get a collar off the doctor. But it used to upset me.
I'm not having a collar.
Because when I wore my collar, this cheeky bugger said, keep your chin up. No, don't you bloody start. The bloody cheeky bugger he was, shouting out the car at me. I don't wear it anymore. Well, I've no need to. So, how long you need for this car money?
This is the last week.
I can't take up much more of this.
So you'll be having another sleepless Friday, I guess.
Oh, well, you'll be putting me through it again.
I know.
Why can't you stay?
They won't have me. I've tried to negotiate favourably for me and Les to sort of, you know, be here full-time, but they won't have me.
Well, do you have a radio? Oh, did you? That bit of poshness in me. Do you have a radio show in Sheffield, where you live?
No.
Well, what's your work in Sheffield?
I have a paper round.
Well, that's no bloody... What paper round?
No, the proper papers. In fact, we do a Sunday round, and do you know what I'm going to do next Sunday?
What?
I'm going to deliver everybody the wrong paper. Deliberately.
Do you know you're a fucker, you know?
Well, it's April Fool's Day. I think you'll be a bit of a wheeze. I urge all paper boys and girls who have a paper round on Sunday...
They're going to put them in the wrong...
Yeah, I think it's a fantastic wheeze. Because if they get sacked, they can go to the press, and the press can have a ball because they heard it on this show.
Yeah.
What a great... If you've got a paper round and somebody has a Sunday Times, give them the Mirror. Or the People.
I get the Arrogant Post.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's a bit of an antiquated paper, if you don't mind me saying.
Willie!
Is that
Alan Ross was in.
No, oh dear.
I've got him on the wall now.
Oh, you have it.
Alan Ross.
You haven't got any more newspaper clippings on the wall. We're not going
Ross.
There again.
Alan Ross is on. I think, Alan, if you're listening, I still love you, but I hope you're still packed in smoking, but I've noticed, Alan, you put a bit of weight on, because you always reminded me of a Norwegian. Anyway, back to your booger lugs.
Listen.
What have you been doing today?
He's started smoking again.
Never in this history of cow shit.
Listen.
Alan.
I saw him smoking Weetabix on Friday.
You don't smoke bloody Weetabix, you're eating.
No.
You could see your bowels.
No, I showed him how to wrap one in a reefer and he was smoking it.
Do you know you're a booger setting him off? So what did he do?
He just, he coughed a bit and spluttered and said, I've got the taste for it. Anyway, what have I been doing today? I watched a film that was on Channel 5 this afternoon, and the most bizarre film I've ever seen.
What was it?
It was called Lost Plane. And it was about this plane that crashed.
Oh, yeah.
And then all these people had to fight with each other, but they never ever got...